We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jerry Rice joins us now. New book is out, and he co-authored it. NFL Hall of Fame wide receiver, obviously legendary. Best receiver the sport's ever seen. America's Game, the NFL at 100, and Jerry Rice joins us now. Hey, Jerry, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes here on this Tuesday morning. Really appreciate it.
Jerry, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We're doing well, Jerry. How's everything? How's life? Good?
Hey, man, life is really good, man. So I'm here in New York, and I'm promoting my new book, so I'm excited about that.
Your book is awesome, too. We got some copies, so we're fired up about it. It's nice and thick. It's going to be great for the holidays, my man. You know what I mean? I love it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. It's very educational and stuff like that. I learned so much about, you know, football because, you know, I'm just like a little kid. I'm going to be honest with you. I played the game for over 20 years, and I'm still excited about football. Did you guys watch the game last night?
Yeah, we watched it, yes.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Did you guys see the cat running across the field?
Yes, we were just talking about that. Yes, we saw the cat running across.
Oh, man. Hey, man, I would have chased that cat down.
Hey, I'm sure you would have,
listen,
Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, that cat didn't look too – that cat looked like it had something going on with it, man. That was like Moose. That was an alley cat. That thing might have been rabid
or something.
That was
a little nasty cat,
nasty,
Jerry.
Nasty, man.
I don't know if I want to be around that, near that cat, Jerry.
I don't know. There was something about it because he went to, like, the one-yard line, and, you know – as a receiver, we never want to get tackled at the one-yard line, okay? So, you know, just watching him do that, then, you know, he decided to exit and all of that. But,
yeah, it was funny. It was funny.
You know, Dallas ended up winning that game.
Yeah, 37-18 to be in the final, Jerry. You know, what made you want to get involved in this book? Obviously, you know, you're, you know, a legendary player and the greatest receiver the sport's ever seen, Jerry, but what made you want to get involved in this kind of a book for the football fan out there?
Well, because I wanted to know more history about, you know, the game that I played and the game that I loved. And I was curious because, too, my writer got in touch with me because we did 50 Years, 50 Moments, and that was a bestseller for us. Then he challenged me to do something else. And I decided to do this book, and I was curious about the people that made football what it is today, you know, from the old days, way back, you know, like Lombardi, you know, what type of coach was he? You know, I played for the greatest quarterback ever, you know, in Joe Montana, say a Johnny Unitas or something like that, the fearsome foursome, Mel Olson, the purple people eater with Alan Page,
right,
and all of that. And just the history about, you know, the game of football. And people don't realize that, you know, football almost didn't really happen because of the Great Depression, World War II, and all of those things. So, you know, the NFL had to survive, and they did.
You know, hey, Jerry, so let me ask you, I mean, like Moose said, I mean, greatest receiver ever is yourself. I watched your whole career. It was amazing, just amazing, 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 amazing player. There's not enough adjectives to say how great you were on the field. But today, right, could you imagine yourself playing in the NFL today? I mean, you know, because the game has changed so much, as you know, as far as touching the D-backs, what they can do and not do, what receivers can do and not do, hitting. Speak on that if you don't mind.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what, guys, you know, back in the day, I really liked it this way because I knew it was going to be a physical battle the entire game. And I really wanted defensive backs to come up and play me bump and run and for, you know, for us to be physical downfield because I know exactly where the guy's at. Then I can come out of my cut. It's totally different now. You know, you're not seeing a lot of bump and run. You can't, you know, really touch the receiver after 5 yards. I remember going across the middle and you had linebackers, you know, trying to pick your head off.
Yeah.
But now, you know, these players are more protected and you can't hit a receiver a certain way once he catches the football. So, God, you know, I played for 20 years. I probably would have played like if, you know, like 25, you know, because right. of the way the game is yeah. played now. You know, they're protecting players and and it's just a whole different ball game.
You know, Jerry, in today's football, who do you think the best receiver in the game is right now?
Oh, man, it's always I'm always going to go with Julio Jones.
Mm.
I think Julio, because he brings everything to the game. He got the speed. He got the size. You know, he got the jumping ability. You know, he can stretch the field and run by defenders and all that. So, you know, he's not on a very good team right now, but I still think Julio Jones is the best receiver in the game right now.
A follow-up on that here, Jerry, is this. All right, so if you had to pick a quarterback, right, and, you know, your stats would be, I mean, obscene if you're ever able to play wide receiver with what defensive backs can't do in 2019 NFL football. If the quarterback right now that's in the game that you would love to play with, who would that quarterback be?
It would be Tom Brady. Tom Brady, because Tom is not going to hold on to the ball. Tom is going to put the ball in a position where you can catch the ball and do something with it. Also, you know, you look at Aaron Rodgers, you look at Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, you know, those type of quarterbacks. You know that these guys are going to make good, smart decisions on the field, and they're going to give you opportunities.
You listen to Taz and Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Our special guest right now is Jerry Rice, NFL Hall of Fame wide receiver, author of America's Game, the NFL at 100. So, Jerry, speaking on quarterbacks with your old team, the 49ers, Jimmy G, what do you think?
Yeah.
Are you impressed so far with Jimmy G, what he's been doing?
Well, you know, Jimmy G, last ball game, he showed that, hey, look, I'm capable of making things happen, because the Niners, they were having a little difficult time running the football and stuff like that. And he stood in the pocket, and he made some throws that was right on point. So, you know, I think he was having a great time, you know, in the game. Even when Arizona came back, I think it was like 28-25, Jimmy G was on the field smiling. This team, they got a swagger about themselves right now. Defensive-wise, they got that big defensive line up front that's going to put pressure on the quarterback to, you know, make some mistakes. Then that secondary is going to hold up. Then on offense, you got some weapons. You got some that running game. You got Jimmy G. You got some receivers. Big Kittle. They brought on Sanders.
He's real good.
Sanders.
Kittle, real good.
So it's like everything is starting to come together for the San Francisco 49ers, and we're undefeated right now.
You know, Jerry, you threw it out there in terms of playing with the greatest quarterback ever in Joe Montana, obviously undefeated in Super Bowls. But, you know, some Patriots fans are going to say, hold up a second here now. You know, you look at what Tom Brady's been able to accomplish over his decorated career up there with the New England Patriots. Why do you think Montana's better than Brady?
I don't think this is a comparison, because it's a different era.
Okay.
And football was totally different back when we played and the game today. I'm not disputing what Tom Brady is accomplishing right now. He's an exceptional quarterback. He's a good quarterback. He's a GOAT. He's a GOAT, and Joe Montana is a GOAT. There are so many athletes that are GOATs and stuff like that, but it's just a different era.
Jerry, so you've had, obviously, you've gone up against some of the best D-backs in the game. It's the legendary matchups and stuff like that, and rivalry matchups. Who sticks out to you as one of the better guys, the better corners that had to cover you or something like that, or, you know, someone maybe that you know, not that you didn't want to play against because you were ultra competitive and successful.
Right.
But, you know, give me somebody that, like, you know, that sticks out to you when I mention D-backs, like, who's in your day, you know?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I don't like defensive backs. You know, we didn't get along that well.
Sure.
But, you know, I would say a Deion Sanders or Darryl Green.
Okay.
Because you got two guys that are so fast, and what these guys, when you got fast guys like that, they just want you to release because they know you can't outrun them. So I always had to have a game plan when I came to the line of scrimmage. You know, I want to double move, triple move, get them off their feet, then just hope that the quarterback throw the ball on time.
You know, Jerry, you know, you're coached by a legend, an innovator in Bill Walsh. Did you know at the time as offensive players how innovative that West Coast offense was?
Nah, you know, I really didn't. But I knew that it was very complex, and it took me a while to really feel comfortable in that system and learning it. But once I got it, man, it was like, you know, it was like pitch and catch. It was so simple because I knew how to read the defense. I knew if I was man-to-man. I knew if it was a zone or something like that. And the quarterback, you know, we were on the same page, and we were able to, you know, come up with some big plays. But once I got it down, it was exciting.
Yeah, no doubt. So I'd love to get your take, you know, Jerry, on you know, with the Browns and stuff, with Mayfield, and where I'm going, obviously, is Beckham, you know, right? So Beckham, and they got Juice Landry, too. They got a couple of really good receivers right there, but they're struggling. They're sitting 2-6 right now. Baker Mayfield, you know, I mean, break it down from an offensive, from a throwing the football, catch the football perspective. Your take on what's not clicking right now with Beckham and Mayfield, maybe Juice Landry and Mayfield.
Yeah, you know what, man? It just doesn't seem like they're, like, on the same page. It's almost like they're on a different planet. Hmm. And, you know, you always got to have that relationship with your quarterback. And how you develop that relationship is doing practice and preparation and all of that. Coming down to the end of that ball game, you have Odell Beckham one-on-one outside.
Yep.
One-on-one, and you're not going to give him the opportunity to win that football game. So I was very shocked by that. But I think they need to get on the same page.
You know, I don't know if you heard during that game, Steve Young, as I met, we were talking about you on the radio the other day, Steve Young during that play with Beckham, when Mayfield didn't go to him, Steve Young started freaking out on commentary and saying how with you, he would always know where Jerry Rice was. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Steve knew. If I had one-on-one coverage like that, he better throw me that football
there you go.
And give me a chance. So, you know, it's really difficult to watch because it's almost like, you know, you see Baker Mayfield, he's sitting by himself or he's sitting away from each other, you know, as a receiving core and all of that. Normally you are in communication with the quarterback at all times, even when you're not on the football field. You know, you're talking about strategy and what you want to do during the game, and you don't see that with the Cleveland Browns.
You know, Jerry, and we're talking to Jerry Rice, Hall of Fame wide receiver, best receiver the sport's ever seen. A book is out, America's Game, the NFL at 100. He co-authored it. Check it out. It's fantastic for the holidays. Pick it up. You'll learn a lot of history of the game, the guys that really helped make this game what it is today, Jerry. You know, I heard one of your teammates talk about you and, you know, your work ethic and dedication and everything like that, but also talked about the fact of, you know, they were impressed in terms of your style on the field, that you always wanted to make sure, you know, that you looked the part on the field. And just as, you know, dedicated as you were in terms of your route running and knowing where you needed to be, you also wanted to make sure you looked the part on the field. Right, Jerry?
Yeah, that was important to me, guys. And now you're seeing a lot of this stuff, even with the, you know, the officials telling Odell Beckham and Landry that, you know, they had to change their shoes to come back out on the field.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the uniform is everything. That was important to me. The pants, the new socks, the new shoes, you know, the jersey and everything had to fit a certain way because I just felt like if you look good, you were going to play well.
And you look good and you played well. And, you know, nobody did it better, Jerry. Final one for you. You know, growing up here in the tri-state area, as Taz and I did here in the Northeast, those giant Niner games – I mean, you want to talk about, I mean, Bavaro carrying Ronnie Lott. I mean, and you know, that you want to talk about that championship game out there in San Francisco. You had your days as well.
I mean,
those giant Niner games, though, with LT and with Sims and with you guys and Montana, those were legendary, epic games. And that rivalry lasted for quite some time, Jerry.
Yeah, it really did. And Lawrence Taylor, you know, we still joke around about this today. Lawrence said, "I could never hit you. I was just looking for the opportunity to hit you." I said, "Well, look, I was way too fast for you. There was no way you could hit me." But, yeah, it was a great battle. And, you know, we didn't like playing here in the Meadowlands. Very hostile crowd. And, you know, the fans, they were in the game. And when you are like, you know, when you are coming in to play a team like that, you want to try to take the crowd out as quickly as possible. So we knew that we needed to put points on the board, try to take the crowd out. Then once we did that, now we can just, you know, work on you know, just putting points on the board.
And Jerry, you know, I was rooting so hard for you in that playoff game, right? Where, what was it? Was that a slanted go or a fly pattern where you get hit and you fumble the football at the old Giant Stadium? You know,
man, I didn't fumble that football. Maybe if I did. Hey guys, I was just young little pup and stuff like that. I'm running with this slant and all of a sudden, that ball just popped out, and oh, my God.
Jerry, I was rooting so hard for you. I grew up a Redskin fan. I'm surrounded by Giant fans. I'm like, go Niners. There goes Rice down the field.
Yeah, but you know what? That taught me that, hey, I need to secure that ball every time I caught it. And after that, you know, I tried to do that.
Hey, Jerry, we love watching you play.
Yeah, man.
You know, and continued success, and congratulations on all your success, and best of luck with the books, and thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Thanks a lot, Jerry. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys. You guys have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.